Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
President Joe Biden's top aides allegedly conspired to oust White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre last year, RadarOnline.com has learned. They failed. In a surprising development to come nearly 2 years after Jean-Pierre took over for Jen Psaki as President Biden's White House Press Secretary in May 2022, sources familiar with the matter revealed some of the president's top aides worked to oust Jean-Pierre from the role in the fall of 2023. According to the New York Post, the alleged plan was organized by White House Communications Chief Anita Dunn. Dunn reportedly called in several high-profile Democrats to compel Jean-Pierre to depart the role. There were a number of people, Dunn, asked to engage Karine, one White House insider told the Post on Friday morning. There was an effort to have some outside folks who Karine knows and trusts talk to her about why leaving last fall would have made a lot of sense for her and her career. White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients was also said to be involved in the alleged plan to oust Jean-Pierre last year, although both he and Dunn were reportedly worried about the optics of the matter. Jeff and Anita were trying to find Karine a graceful exit, a second White House insider explained this week. There's a huge diversity issue and they're afraid of what folks are going to say. Jean-Pierre reportedly insisted on remaining as President Biden's White House press secretary. She has been pretty consistent in telling people from the minute she got the job that she was going to stay through the election, one source told the Post. I think Karine has decided to stay come hell or high water and that's that. Meanwhile, White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates dismissed the reports regarding the alleged plot to oust Jean-Pierre. Bates called the reports wildly false and insisted that the reality is the polar opposite. Not only are these claims wildly false, but the reality is the polar opposite, Bates said in a statement on Friday. Karine was never approached by anyone with such a message. She spends 4 hours preparing every day, Bates continued. And neither Jeff nor Anita did any such thing. Both have been unflinchingly supportive of her. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Jean-Pierre has received mixed reactions since she took over the White House press secretary role from Jen Psaki in May 2022. While Jean-Pierre has created a reputation for herself for battling back and forth with reporters during her daily press briefings, insiders have criticized the press secretary further for her alleged struggle to understand the issues at hand. Karine doesn't have an understanding of the issues and she reads the book word for word, one White House source remarked. She thinks she's doing an amazing job. She doesn't have a grasp of the issues and doesn't spend the time to learn, the insider added.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.